Rejoice! It may actually not rain today. It is a daily podcast. Glad you found it. Dave here with all the best stuff from this morning's show, August 15th, a Wednesday. So, of course, we spun the wheel of long songs for Long Song Wednesday. And spoiler alert, Steve was upset again. So if you're a regular listener, that probably rules out one song from the 14 on the wheel. Football is on its way back. The Eagles have their second preseason game tonight up in New England country. And, we found out today that we're not only the Super Bowl champs, we're also the Super Troll champs. Find out why. We touched on hearing the lyrics wrong and bad driving and headed over to Europe for a break, dealing with a new addition to the Parisian landscape over there. Open-air urinals are now a thing in Paris, and next year I'm expecting open-air toilets. I mean, it's only natural. Yeah, you have those emergency number ones, but what about the emergency number two, French folk? Do they have Taco Bell over there? I gotta look into this. Moving along here, Larry the Cable Guy, he joined us today, always hilarious, and he didn't disappoint today. In fact, Steve may even be getting an extended set from Larry the Cable Guy, because it turns out he needs somewhere to golf while he's in town, so he's working on that. We'll find out if Steve ends up in a redneck round on the course later this week. But have a listen, it's all the good stuff, you know how we do it. Let's get it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Here's a great way to start the day. Now, you know, tomorrow in the preseason football, the Eagles are playing New England, right? They're going up there. And I've got to figure that for a lot of guys on the team, there's some anxiety about this. I even have some anxiety about this.
Why?
I mean, well, because people will always try to get even. You know,
who cares? It's preseason.
No one's gonna take him knees out though. Don't worry your little head off about it, John. It's gonna be fine.
All right. Well, there is a Boston-based Philly fan by the name of Gina Davis who a coworker saw her tweeting, getting all excited about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl last year. Huh. All right. So the coworker challenged this person and said, if you can get 4,100 likes and 3,300 retweets, he'll pay to put up a billboard in New England.
Yep.
All right. And it's there.
Yeah. Prepare to pay. Philly fan base.
It is. You've got to see what this is.
What they put on it.
Well, it's got
Tom Brady fumbling.
It's got no. Yes. Yes. It's got the takeaway on Brady on one side, right, and they're not allowed to use, you know, NFL logos, but you could see that, you know, you could see it's a New England player and an Eagle, you know, on one side. On the other side, it could be the Philly special. I'm not sure what that shot
it is.
It is
Nick Foles catching.
Nice. All right, and then between the two is a Kelsey dressed underdog. Right, so he's got on Kelsey's outfit,
the mummer outfit
from the parade,
nice.
Right, and the underdog mask, right. So it's just great, and it's 1 mile from the stadium.
Oh,
if you're going to the stadium, you gotta see this.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. You know, I'm one that, you know, I'm probably not the only person who does this, but a song will come along and you hear it for years and years and years, and you believe that there's a lyric in there, and it's not there at all. Right. And I've never bothered to look it up before, but I always wondered in Black Dog where he says, "All I ask, all I pray." Do you know what that next line is?
Is it "Steady Little Woman Come My Way"?
Steady Little Woman. I've always heard it as like Beetle-headed woman gonna come my way.
Wait, is it Steady Little Woman?
No, it's Steady Rolling Woman gonna come my way.
We both messed
up. All right, you know, and I'm just like, really? I wish we could recue it to that point, right? But there's no way on God's green earth that ever sounded like Steady Rolling Woman gonna come my way.
I like Beetle-headed Woman.
Beetle-headed woman.
Right? Yeah, give me the Ringo cut.
That's it.
It'll look great.
Hazy, hot, and humid today with the temperature getting up to 90 degrees, 72 degrees outside right now. Speaking of Steady Rolling Women, this coming Friday, the Mistress of Midday, we're throwing a party for her. It is Debbie's 25th anniversary here at MGK. And at Tap 24 and State Street in Media, we're going to celebrate that fact. Andre's going to broadcast live from 2 to 7, and Debbie will be his guest of honor, and hopefully you will be there as well. Come join us for the celebration. Debbie, you know, wish her a happy anniversary. We're going to have a big card there for you to sign and send her, you know, well wishes. And you can also enjoy that Sterling Pig beer that they got there. They got specials on it. All right. All of the information you need about this is at WMGK.com. Use the keyword Debbie. 72 degrees outside at the moment. You know, we were talking about all the stuff that happened in, you know, weird things that you saw yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. And this one takes the cake. All right. It didn't happen in here. It happened in England. You know, we were talking about you know, those cars that were floating down the stream, right, yeah, in Jersey because of the flood.
At the car dealership. Yeah.
You know, and the woman that I saw in the mall get stuck in a reclining chair, and they had four guys trying to yank her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look, I will admit you've heard jokes about women drivers ad nauseum, but a British woman, right, drove her RAV4. I never saw the first three. Did you ever see the RAV1, the RAV2, the RAV3? Right?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, she drove her RAV4 straight into a flower show in England, Norfolk, England. Right? Nobody was hurt, but when they got her out of the car, they found a note on the dashboard. This is what the note said. Key in ignition, foot on brake, start engine,
oh my God,
gear level to D, foot off brake. I don't think she really knew how to drive.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
So it's very possible that you've used the word or heard the word pissoir. You ever heard the word pissoir?
No.
Can't say I have, no.
All right. Well, pissoir was an open-air urinal that they used to have in France, all right, and especially in Paris. And it would cost you a penny to use a pissoir. Okay. Right? And at that time, a loaf of bread also cost you a penny. So you can imagine how expensive it was to pee in public. Okay.
No, seriously. All
right? Well, guess what?
They're bringing it back.
You got it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
In an attempt by officials in Paris to tackle public urination problems, they're installing open-air urinals, right? And it has outraged some of the residents in the French capital.
What do they look like? An open-air French urinal.
Like it looks.
I mean, do they try to mask it? Is it private?
I'll give you an idea, and this is a bad example for our listeners. But you see that garbage can over there has a lid and the flap in the front.
Yeah, standard garbage can.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. It looks like that.
Okay.
It looks like one of those large outdoor garbage cans like you would see in front of a Wawa that has the flap.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you just put your junk in the flap?
And no, you just walk up to it and pee into it.
Are they putting like a fence around it, although there's then it's just roof on it?
No. They're right there out in the open, like up against the wall, up against the building.
Why is that guy doing the garbage can over there?
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. I mean, they're already promoting
it. Oh, wow. I'm looking at it right now. I see a photo of it.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it look like the garbage can, like I said?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then they plan on using what's inside as compost.
Handy. Oh,
really?
That's
right? Handy. Yeah. Well, what are you breaking down?
Right? No idea.
With this, but they've got a whole ad campaign.
Due to the success of new French open air urinals, we are proud to introduce all of the new open air facilities that France has to offer. Yes, now you can experience all sorts of things that used to be only done indoors, like our open air proctologists.
Oh man! Hey, Doc, at least buy me a crepe at that crepe stand over there first.
We have open air gynecologists.
Hey, Doc, can we hurry this along? It's pretty cold out here.
We even have open-air cardiothoracic surgeons.
Scalpel, retractor, umbrella, because it looks like it's about to rain and I don't want to get water in the abdominal cavity.
So if you love the idea of the open-air urinal, come to France, where everything is out in the open. See you soon. Oui, oui.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Hey guys, it's Millennial Minute. I'm your buddy, Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards. This is the show for millennials by millennials. First, we go to the mail, which we talked to Christina for, not Alexa. Alexa, so last year. And then we give you the hashtag of the day, So let's hit the mailbag. What's in the mail, Christina?
It just says donkey.
All right. Today's hashtag is raise awareness. Think of all the amazing things that have come out of raising awareness. So we thought it would be super awesome if you could raise awareness about raising awareness. And then even more good things could come from that. So hashtag it, everybody. We'll check you next time on Millennial Minute. I am Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
Yep, here it is once again, the Wheel of Long Songs. The long songs today, I mean, Money for Nothing is on there. We're not going to take it from The Who. Slow Ride, L.A. Woman, and of course, Twilight Zone.
Yes!
Right? Not only, right, are you guys, you know, been screaming for this song for weeks now, you're now beginning to get text support. Right.
Thank you for the support.
People are sending in their own, as that's what they want for the listener pick. So if you guys are ready, Steve, get on the computer because it's time to spin the Wheel of Long Songs.
Come on, baby.
I'm actually hoping for Twilight Zone also. There it goes. Here.
Right. It went past it by two.
Oh,
landed
God.
On green. What is right, that? Right.
And you know what's wild? It landed one away from where it landed last week.
Ah, so the wheel is weighted.
You think so? Got to check that. Well, this is one. As a matter of fact, we even got some requests for this as a text, but it came up on the wheel, and it is Chicago and Beginnings. That is one of the original songs that went up on the wheel, too. That one's been there since we started doing this. All right. Isn't it?
No.
You're looking down? No, you sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Here's the name that fooled
you. Well, do you see how easily it erased?
Oh, that's true.
That's the sign. If you need to struggle, that means it's been up there for way too long. Like, you might not be able to erase Twilight Zone.
No, Steve won't let you.
No, I just made you erase it.
He made me erase Twilight Zone. Steve wanted Twilight Zone in a different position.
Yeah, right. We need to move it.
You're so going to get bit by that.
So we swapped it with Abacab. Yeah. Right? And you know next week Abacab's going to come up.
I know.
Right?
Oh,
and you're going to die. You're going to absolutely die.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We will be at Parks Casino's Excite Center tomorrow night, and you can get tickets at parkscasino.com. He is the one, the only, Larry the Cable Guy is here. Hey, Larry.
Well, there you go. Good to speak to you.
How you doing, fella?
I'm doing pretty fantastic, actually. I just got back from the old folks' home. My grandma was down there, and, you know, she's been trying to meet her fella, so she went on one of those elderly dating sites the other day, met a Musil Mingle. And she met an old guy down there. They got to play and spin the prescription bottle. She's kind of a wild one, you know. She's a wild one. She's a big poker player, too. I'm not saying she's addicted to poker, but she has a medical alert bracelet on that says, in case of emergency, split the queens. Well, I was just at the hospital with her. I guess they were playing poker down there, strip poker at the old folks' home, and she'd lost a hand and got her top off and got her left boob stuck in the card shuffler. So, it's been a hell of a week. But other than that, everything's been pretty good.
Because you're there on a Thursday night and it's preseason for football, this is probably one of the few times that you're going up against the NFL.
One thing's for sure, I'm not going to be kneeling at the show, I don't think. I don't know. Did you see the NFL's going to get the male cheerleaders now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, how do you feel about that?
Holy mackerel. Looks like I'm going to have to take a knee.
Now, speaking of football, you're a big Husky. Is it the Huskies?
Cornhuskers.
Cornhuskers.
The Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Is it true that you broke a guy's arm at a Cornhuskers game?
Boy, I tell you what, that has ended my arm wrestling. This is a true story.
Okay.
I was up in my suite box.
Right.
And I always have six members of the National Guard in there.
Right.
You can see this on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Really?
TMZ put it out there. I don't know if you know it or not, but I'm a huge D-list celebrity, so TMZ's covering me all the time. And, but yeah, this dude just got back from Afghanistan, and he said, hey, you want to arm wrestle me? And I know it's a weird request, but my dad will get a kick out of it. And I said, yeah, sure, I'm left-handed. Do you have a preference of any arm? And he took his shirt off, and he flexed, and he was huge. And he said, pick an arm, brother, pick an arm. And I'm like, oh, boy, my wife's like, he's going to kill you. Well, we got there, started arm wrestling. Next thing I know, we're going at it. And I was doing actually pretty good. I was surprised. And all of a sudden, I felt it and heard it pop. And I spiral fractured his whole arm.
Oh, my God. I'm watching the video right now.
We just saw
it. Oh, my God.
I don't even like to watch it. It's
not great.
Which is worse, seeing this video or seeing somebody in high heel Crocs?
You know, they got those high heel cars coming out now, so the short tight folks can reach all the merchandise on the top of the aisles at Costco. That's right. That's a true story. I was up at the Walmart the other day. I'm not saying there's a lot of fat folks in my Walmart, but the Junior Miss department just opened up a potato bar. I mean, holy smokes. You know, my sister-in-law is 5 foot tall, about 275 pounds. She just got a job as a house mother at an overweight college sorority.
Uh-huh.
You ever hear of the softball team from the sorority Thelma Ada Teta? That's her. Big sorority. That's right.
Now,
did you hear that story about the leper that made love to the cocktail waitress?
No.
He left the tip inside her. Did you hear about that? That's right. Don't forget to pick up your leper t-shirts that I'm going to send you. We've been doing some golf, and it's raining a little bit here today, but you know I enjoy doing these charity golf events.
Uh-huh.
We had mine here recently here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Had a fantastic, raised a lot of money for the kids. And Callaway that day gave me a check for $15,000 to not play their club. So I was pretty excited about that.
I've never asked you about your kids, and I'm pretty sure they're approaching the teenage years. How's that going?
I put them on eBay 2 years ago, so I haven't really seen them. They went to a family in South Africa, so I haven't seen them in many years. No, they're fantastic. All kids' ages are different. You can't wait when they're little for them to get older, then when they get older and they can talk, you can't wait till they're younger, and all the ages are great. I'm glad I'm past the come wipe me stage. You know what I mean? Just when you get out of the come wipe me stage, now my parents are at the come wipe me stage. I can't get out of the come wipe me stage. My wife said to me one time, my little boy, when he was little, he said, I'm done. And she's like, I'm on the phone, honey, will you get this? And I'm thinking, me? You've seen the laundry? I don't do a good job either. You ever notice men wipe their butt like long division? You ever notice that? We always leave a remainder. I don't get it.
Larry the Cable Guy is appearing tomorrow night at Parks Casino's Excite Center. There's still some tickets available. Get them through parkscasino.com. Larry, it is always a pleasure. Please, you know you're always welcome here. Please come back again.
Hey, I'll do it. I love you guys. Thank you so much, and I hope I see people out there at the casino. We're going to have a nice time out there.
Okay, you got to give me one. You didn't give me one yet.
Get it up.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
After we got off the air with Larry, he says he wants to play golf tomorrow. Yep. You're going to play golf with Larry?
Trying to.
You trying to? Okay.
Awesome. Trying to find a setup.
All right. I'll drive the cart if you want.
No. We're going to be somewhere you can't go.
Really? How come?
Because if we get there, it's an exclusive club. We can't bring John to just to drive the car. Yeah.
No hackers allowed.
We're not going to be playing in my course because it just aerated it.
So okay. All right.
There'd be lumps of dirt all over the place. That would be like, might as well play on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so
John's taken aback.
Well, I'm just trying to get this right. There's a golf course in this area that would let you in but won't let me?
Yeah. Yeah, I know the pro.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's that feel, little man?
Okay. Right.
Yeah!
Remind me of that when the Stones come back to town. You want to go backstage and meet Mick.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll call my other friend.
All right? Because Mick doesn't play golf.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.